1 John 3:18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." My wife and I live out in the country, so we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters coming to our door. We don't get any. So when the weather has permitted it, we've set up tables at the church building parking lot and handed out candy and Chick Tracks to the kids who come down the street where BBF holds our services and meetings. Before that, we lived a few blocks from where that building is located and handed out tracks with treats there for many years. So for nearly 18 years, we've taken part in an effort to get Chick Tracks into the hands of the kids in that section of Worthington, Ohio. We lost 1 year to COVID and 2 others to bad weather, so we've been able to hand out an average of 100 Chick Tracks with the help of BBF Church family for 15 of those years. And that means that 1,500 plus Chick Tracks were placed into the hands of children in that span of time. Now, some of those may have been repeats, you know, from 1 year to the next, but I am sure that at least 1,000 different children were given the gospel of Jesus Christ as a result of those efforts. And I'm not saying that to boast. I was helped in several of those years. My kids, my wife, and others of the BBF church family did most of the work. So this isn't Greg tooting his own horn, but I took part and I did help out. The purpose here is to simply point out that if we love lost souls, and we can find ways to reach them with the gospel, and in so doing, we fulfill 1 John 3:18 that tells us, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." In other words, talk is cheap. Speaking words and flapping your tongue doesn't demonstrate the reality of your claim to love lost souls. You do that with deeds and by declaring the truth. St. Francis of Assisi is quoted many times for saying, "Preach the gospel and if necessary, use words." But the fact is, he never said that. And even if he did, it wouldn't matter because it's not biblical. And that's what matters to a Bible believer. The biblical truth is found in our text. We ought to do more than talk with empty words. We should demonstrate love with deeds and with truth. And Jesus said in John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Now, how do we love in deed and in truth? With words of truth that accompany good deeds. And that is what we can do every year when trick-or-treat rolls around. Dozens of children come to your door. Most of those are unsaved and being raised by Christ-rejecting parents, and they're coming right to your front door. What is sad is how many sanctimonious types who think they're being holier than thou, hiding from these kids so they can boast about not having anything to do with some pagan holiday. And that's just so sad to think of the millions of kids over the last 10, 20 years who could have gotten gospel tracts on trick-or-treat night given to them by Christians demonstrating their love for that child's lost soul. But we can only answer for ourselves. And if you are not able to hand out tracts for whatever legitimate reason, then don't feel bad about that. But if you are able, even if you have to drive to some better location like we do when we hand out tracts with treats in front of our church building, show those lost children that you love them by giving them the truth about Jesus. We've had some really good conversations as well, explaining the gospel and discussing issues people have. It really is a great time of outreach. Some of the outfits are repulsive, but most of our treaters just look hilarious, and some of the parents dress up the really little ones in cute and funny outfits, not to mention the pets they bring. But if that kid is too young to read or understand the tract, the parents will have the opportunity to read those tracts when they go home and go through their child's treat bag later on, that night or the next day. And if they trash it, that's on them. You've still done what you're supposed to do and followed God's word and were pleasing the Lord. And even that person who trashes that tract, they'll know that you love them enough to tell them the truth and you love their children enough to attempt to tell them the truth. Indeed, as you give them free candy and show them hospitality, and in truth, as you give them a free gospel tract. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth.